This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. As Iowa farmers start to get planters rolling, a new soil testing effort is aiming at helping producers better manage fertilizer costs while improving water quality outcomes. We'll have more right after this.
Dive into the dynamic international ag industry with the World of Agriculture, your go-to source for global ag news made relevant for Iowa's producers and consumers, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. From the latest updates on crops in South America to critical information on overseas trade relations, we cover all the factors that impact our ag economy. Tune into your local Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network affiliate every Monday through Friday for fresh, insightful episodes that keep you informed and connected to the broader agricultural landscape.
Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagy says their new pilot program is focused on understanding residual nitrogen levels already present in the soil, especially after a warm winter and dry conditions.
Yeah, spring is upon us, and we've needed that moisture that we've been getting. But at some point, you start to look at the calendar and say, my gosh, we want to get the planters rolling. And I think it's going to happen this week in a pretty major way. So I would expect a fast pace here as things really get ramped up. But yeah, this soil testing program is really all about trying to address both the economics around fertilizer and nutrient management, but also the environmental aspect of it as well. And so we launched here this spring, and what the impetus for this, of course, was the price that we're seeing around fertilizer, but also Iowa State University researchers had come out with a study on residual nitrogen levels in the soil, and we're running higher than normal. And there's a few reasons for that. Of course, we've had this drought that we're still working ourselves out of here in the state. We're retaining a lot of nitrogen, but also then a warm winter. And so just really trying to drive home that message of it is important to know what you've got there kind of naturally occurring in the soil profile. And of course, that can have economic benefits by being able to then adjust your nutrient management planning. But also environmentally, we don't want to we want to be optimizing the rate, right? We don't want extra nitrogen that's going to find its way into our lakes, rivers, and streams. And so really trying to draw the connection between those two things. And so what we launched, and this will be expanding, it's just a pilot to start with, but in five counties, sort of above the Des Moines metropolitan area in the Des Moines River watershed, doing some spring soil sampling. And it's not that soil sampling or soil testing is a new concept, but trying to introduce it or trying to use it really in the spring here to figure out what's going on. One, we can give that information to farmers and then they can again adjust accordingly. But it's also that information will be fed back into the researchers at Iowa State so that they can plug that into the model and get better results, better predictive capability for farmers using the NFACT tool.
The program is designed to raise awareness and reduce cost barriers.
Yeah, absolutely. And we know there's a cost associated with that. And so, again, that's part of us working with the Nutrient Research and Education Council, on this as well. And the ag retailers are involved and some farm groups are involved. And so we're trying to bring a group effort to this. But again, I think of it mostly as trying to really raise awareness. For those farmers who are participating, it's free soil testing. And we're going to expand this spring into next fall, and then we'll go beyond those five initial counties. And again, this is all about trying to generate awareness and generate information that then can lead to action being taken. But this really is about trying to optimize nutrient management, right? And that is so critically important, again, both economically, but also environmentally as well. So let's take advantage of that opportunity to know more and then take action.
For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.